This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Muncie's IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital is full, but coping, according to the hospital's leadership. This normally would not be news, except for the fact that the United States is in its first pandemic since the flu pandemic of 1918, the same year Ball State opened for business just across University Avenue from today's location of Ball Memorial. Today, hospitals coast to coast and beyond are straining with COVID-19 patients added atop normal workloads. So we wanted to check in with Ball Memorial to see how the Muncie Hospital is doing as COVID-19 numbers here and across the country are surging. Joining us today is the president of IU Health's East Central Region, longtime Muncie physician, Dr. Jeffrey Bird. Dr. Bird, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Well, thank you, Stan. It's absolutely my pleasure to be on your program.
Let's get some scope as to how COVID-19 is affecting the hospital. First, what is the overall bed capacity at Ball Memorial?
We're licensed for 386 beds, but practically speaking, we do not have that many beds available. The way that we look at it internally is the easiest way, the least fluctuation is around our adult medical surgical beds. So what most people listening would think of as, if I get admitted to the hospital, here's where I'm going to go for care. So that's our intensive care units, our intermediate care units, and our general hospital ward beds. And for that, we have 241 beds.
How many of those beds right now are occupied?
Well, this morning, Stan, 241 of them were occupied.
So you are full.
We are. It's really the last 2 or 3 weeks. More days than not, we have started off the day with the great preponderance of our, you know, between 235 and 240 people in beds. The natural way it works at hospitals is then every day we admit about 50 or 60 people and we discharge 50 or 60 people. So we have a nice little flow of, you know, new people who are sick coming in and people who have gotten better being discharged.
Have you had to divert patients to other hospitals because of COVID overload at Ball Memorial?
Yeah, so, you know, we're in a very unique position here at Ball because we are the largest, most complex tertiary care hospital in East Central Indiana, really in a 12 or 13 county area. So the challenge for us is not so much us turning off what's happening in Delaware County, for instance, but having to manage the patients. Use an example that might be in Henry County. They've got a wonderful hospital down there, but they aren't able to do all of the things that we need to do. So for us, Stan, the word diversion is kind of a four-letter word. We don't like using that word here. We like to always be open for business. There are times when certainly, and this COVID pandemic has been a great example, where, boy, we're really stretched. We're stretched and stressed to the point that we spend multiple meetings every day, my team, trying to figure out how we're going to take care of the people who need us every day. And so far, we've been incredibly successful at being able to do that. Now, we do, as part of IU Health, have the incredible backstop, if you will, of being able to send people that we rarely do not have the talent or capabilities of doing at Ball or who have already received care at IU Health Methodist or IU Health University Hospital. And we occasionally do send patients down there for specialty care. A good example would be transplant.
How is the health of the staff? We've heard reports of hospital employees being ill, not just here, but across the country. What's the status at Ball Memorial today?
For the last several weeks, we have had, of our 3,000-plus employees, a typical day the last couple weeks has been we have had around 100 people of our teammates who are off on quarantine. Either they're sick with an illness other than COVID, they've had symptoms, been through our screening hub, have gotten checked in do have COVID, or they have had a high risk exposure from family or something like that. So the number for us has been holding fairly steadily at around 100 on any given day.
So when staff is down sick, who fills in for them? Do you use medical students?
We do not rely on medical students to, you know, do any patient care issues. Interestingly enough, I was just on our incident command call today, and though we are blessed to have 40 or so students of the Indiana University School of Medicine, we can use them in certain areas. For instance, they can be something that we call helping hands. So though they can't give medications or perform treatments, they can buddy up with our nurses, for instance, in our units and help them get water. Or if they need some other thing that doesn't require a license, we can occasionally, and we use all of our team for that to be able to help. We have traveling nurses, and that term would be a term that we use to have an external staffing resource who employs RNs, help us above and beyond the ones that are full-time employees at Ball. And we do have several travel RNs right now. We've been pretty lucky as far as our medical staff goes. We've had very few of our physicians who have been off due to COVID. So a lot of credit to our team to having done everything they can to try to protect themselves. But it is an issue. It's probably been a huge issue across the United States. Though it is an issue for us, it's so far been something that we've been able to overcome.
We'll have more with Dr. Bird on Wednesday at this same time. Tomorrow, he'll talk about how the pandemic is affecting the emergency department and intensive care units at Ball Memorial. And he has some optimism to share regarding light at the end of the pandemic tunnel. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.